Welcome to all who have joined us for section 2 that will take you deeper into learning to access and explore your Akashic Records. Once again, you'll be hearing the voices of Christy, Jennifer, Valerie, Wendy, Will, and of course myself, Sandra. We also extend a warm welcome to all the others who have joined us. Please have your manual available to you either electronically or the hard copy you've printed. This makes it a lot easier. And before we set up our sacred space, I'd like to highlight what we'll be covering in this section. Today, you can see from the outline of the training sections, if you have that handy as well, that we'll be exploring the first 3 of the 5 key energetic components that are essential for accessing your records. These are what we call the energetics. And then we'll wrap up our time by looking at our home joy and then sharing our takeaways. So let's get started by creating our sacred space. So I invite you to place one or both of your hands on your chest, as we begin with heart integration, as we always will. So, take a nice full breath, breathe and relax. And notice now the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. We do this to begin the process of connecting and welcoming all our levels of being. So be aware now of your physical level of being. This is your body. Be present with your body. And relax any muscles you may notice that are tight. And if you like, I invite you to join me to be aware of your physical body, even into your cellular level. It's a nice way to get very close to your physical body. Great. And when you're ready, be aware now of your emotional level of being. Your feelings, your emotions. And now, moving on to your mental level of being. This is that part of you that has ideas and thoughts. It's where what you've heard from others, what you've read. All of this is present there. And now, be aware of your spiritual level of being. This is where you begin to connect to your higher self, your higher wisdom. Great. And bringing that expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center now, Let that expand and ignite your heart light, your inner divinity. So even as that is happening, you may notice your hand is warmer on your chest, or you may feel just warmth extending, not just in your physical body, but throughout all your levels of being, feel more connected to them. Or you may be more visual like me, and I just shoop, ignite up my heart light. I see it as a very bright light. And even as all this expansion is going on and happening, allow your heart light now to merge with all that is. Great. So here we are together in front of the divine. I invite each one of us to visualize, sense, know, or affirm that we are now creating our heart light circle. And it moves to the left always, goes around the circle, comes back to you. So allow that to form however it does for you. You may feel the motion, know that it's happening, or imagine it. Visualize it. So as our heart light circle is moving around, activating, getting stronger and stronger, I invite each person live on the call to put your name into our heart light circle by stating, I am. I will begin, and Christy and the rest will continue. I am Sandra.
I am Christy.
I am Jennifer.
Valerie. She might have muted herself. So Valerie will know that you're here.
I am Valerie. Sorry, I was muted.
Thank you.
I am Wendy.
I am Will.
Thank you all. We'll pause just for a moment here so all others present can join us now by stating their names so we connect with all that are participating. I invite you now to silently place yourself in our circle and any people that you request prayers for. I invite you to silently activate your learning intention and place it in the heart light if it feels appropriate for you. And if you can't remember what your original intention was for this training, then it can be as simple as joining in with, I absorb all that is offered in this section with grace and ease. On behalf of us all, I welcome our personal records, the group's records, the divine and all highest beings of light. Please welcome your personal choices as well. Those who are here to assist our learning process. We thank them for their assistance. All right. So, today, yes, five energetics. So, there are five special, essential, key energetic concepts to activate to the best of your ability each time you complete the method to open. Each one is completed silently, and they're all on page 12, if you'd like to follow along. You might remember that on our last section, we were talking about I mentioned that concept, that kind of metaphor about a telescope, and that each one of the energetics was the lenses to the telescope that made it clearer and clearer, more sharply defined, more accessible to us, what we were aiming for. And so we're going to get to look at the first three of these today. You will get better each time you access. That's one reason why we ask you to practice. And practice frequently, you know, at least twice a week once you know how to do this. Do the home joy that comes with each one, with each section. Because the result is greater and greater clarity and depth in your records. So just as you do them, each time, engage with each one, taking as much time as you need or where you are at that time. So, that first one, Christy, how about you read that one for us, and then the rest of you there here can continue by reading one energetic each for the rest.
Heart integration used for centering. The essential pause that refreshes and prepares you to access.
Yes, and we will talk a lot about that, so be ready. Okay, the next one, step two.
Step two, step into the light of the divine.
Valerie, I guess you don't have your manual up with your computer yet. So.
I do. Step three, open your heart center.
Thanks.
Step four, open your crown center.
Yes. And step five, Will?
And number five, connect with all that is.
That's the sweet spot. All right. So now we have the list. All right. Those are the, you know, black and white, what we're going to do. So let's start exploring them, beginning with the first one, which is centering. And the first, these are in order of how we do them. This is a linear process. And so I just invite you to remember that how you begin is how you continue and how you end. So centering is a really good one, and we'll spend a little bit of time with that. So why do you think it might be a great idea to always begin with centering ourselves before we access our records? What does centering do for us? So I know we have some amazing people on this call, so I would love to just ask you know, who here has some experience with what centering does that you would like to share with us.
This is Christy.
Hi, Christy.
For me, centering is kind of bringing all my energy in that might be scattered in different places, mentally, emotionally, whatever, and brings it back where I ground with Mother Earth. I connect up into Source and my higher self, and it brings me back to my center, so I'm focused.
Well done. Even by you saying that, I could feel that working for me. So, great job. Great job. Does anybody else have anything they would like to add to that? Because she really did a great job with that.
Hey, it's Wendy.
Wendy?
Go ahead, Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, and I would only add that for myself, sometimes I can feel a little bit like a lightning bolt or something, it's like electricity, like I guess like I've plugged myself in, and when I'm feeling just a little bit too much like I'm running in all directions, then just to calm and, as Christy was saying, kind of pull myself back in, but I can absolutely feel that beautiful still point. There's a still point that I feel I can come to, and taking a few deep breaths really, really can do it for me. Standing with bare feet on the ground especially, but there's just some kind of a sweet spot of stillness that comes with calm, a calmness that sets in that I can feel.
Great. Great. Well, I hope everyone is just taking this in as I am. I invite you to be open to, even as these people are speaking about centering, that you're all centering more and more, especially if this is a new concept to you, because these are all great descriptions. Thank you, Wendy. That was lovely. And I heard another lady speaking up, but I couldn't quite work out who that was.
It was me. This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
I just, for me, centering really is bringing the focal point inward and allowing all the noise of outside to be released and separate. And I agree with whoever said about the still point, that stillness is really when that connection happens, and that's what centering is to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, letting all that noise just fade away. I often will say I let it slip away, because I all the busyness of getting myself here, I just let it slip away. That's sometimes how I center. It's kind of just talking myself into that quieter space, that still point. I love that. Great words. Alrighty. Anybody else that would like to add another little tidbit to that?
This is Valerie.
Valerie.
Right. I have some different ways of centering, and they're all very much similar to what others are saying too. But one way is to just start to take some deep breaths into my belly, mm-hmm. and send the energy down my legs into the earth. And then I bring the energy back to my belly, and it comes up into my heart and up to the center of my head, my third eye, and up to the crown. And it's just a way of centering the entire vertical core of me, as well as grounding and expanding, into my whole auric body.
Yes. Great. That's a good part to bring into it, too. It's not just your physical body that you are centering. You're centering all your levels of being, your aura, your magnetic energy. You're centering everything. Your chakras, your meridians, everything is open to that. So whatever parts of you that you're aware of, it's great to have that awareness, because then you can add them all into that centering for yourself. So great. Well done, folks. I'd like to just share a quote from, it talks about what centering means, not how she does it, but what it means. For this person, Mahala Gale, and her website is www.mahalasastrology.com. I found this a long time ago, and I thought it was just such a wonderful description of what centering opens you to, but I'd like to share this with you. So her description is that being centered means to be self-validated, self-assured, and aligned with the present moment. When you are this intimately connected to yourself and aligned with the present moment, you are an unstoppable force that can be resourceful and take command. So I thought that one was just particularly appropriate for a deeper understanding of why we center before we open our Akashic records. It's so that we can be resourceful and take command, that we actually are going to open our records. So, terrific. There are some ideas on page 13 of different ways for centering. You might find some here. They're the little chevron marks. You might find some here that you already know, or there might be some new ones. I do, too, like that second bullet point of, sorry, I'm going back up here a little bit, that second bullet point that about the high voltage wire always needs to have a ground wire, so we, too, need to be grounded in order to carry the higher vibrations of the divine. And I like that concept because I understand enough about electricity, which is not my forte, to know that we do have grounding wires with high voltage wires. So it's like, you ground that down so you can get to carry that higher vibration of the divine. I think that's good. So I like you to notice that note part under the additional ideas for centering. That we'll always begin by using the Akashic Alliance heart integration prayer process to center, which is what we've been beginning each one of setting up our sacred space. So it will be a version of that, and we will explore that in more detail in a little bit. But first, I'd like you to center however you would like to center. So you can use your way, if you already have one, that you like to do it, or you can try one of these new ones. All right. So centering ideally is something that you can do in a moment or two that makes you feel that you're more focused, that you have better concentration and greater connection to whatever it is that you're going to do. And for us, it's always going to be connecting to our records, connecting to the divine. So how was that? I'm going to open this up for anybody here with us today. Did you notice any difference?
I can always tell a difference when I center, and I try to make sure I do it several times a day. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
And a great tip there, Christy, that, you know, doing this, you don't always have to do this just when you're going to access your records. It is a powerful tool to do several times a day before you begin anything new or before you're going to do anything that you might find a bit challenging. It's a great idea to center yourself. So it's not like this may be the first time you ever do this is when you do your open your access your records. So thanks for that, Christy. Wendy, I heard you as well.
Just a feeling of calmness and I guess it's attention, more clarity, but when I, sometimes if I find myself jumping into being just distracted or busy, I'll stop and take those breaths and it just pulls, I really can feel the shift. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And practice helps, doesn't it? The more you do these, you know, whatever your choice of centering is, and you can have more than one, the more you do it, the easier it gets, and the more you feel it. So it's kind of like the more you do it, the more you want to do it. You can feel those benefits from it. So great. Anybody else? Just a little brief something to add?
This is Valerie.
Valerie, hey.
Hey, and I was noticing, I kept centering throughout the discussion as we talked about different ways, and just a real peaceful energy and a higher energy, a higher vibration, you know, is something that I experience as I center. Mm-hmm. And part of the calmness comes from breathing into the belly and really deactivating that fight-flight response, especially if I'm running around and racing, which I know is just
you know, today was so common.
Before getting on the call, yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Fantastic. Well, let's just do it all over again. Find another way, either from the list or what somebody shared. Find another way that you would like to experiment with centering. And just do it again. Great. Thank you. And I must just share that I just found another way to center. Because what I did was I opened up more to the group's records, and I just asked, because this is what I got to do, I invited the records of the group to help you all to center yourself. And when I did that, I felt myself relax more, become more focused, more in tune and attuned to that centering process. So that was just unexpected for me and very delightful. And when I got it, I know that all of you got that assistance as well. So there you are. Okay. Turning pages here. So, since heart integration is such the way that we choose to center ourselves before we access our records, now is the time to talk about this process. I know you've had some experience with it. You've been listening to it and going with me into it as we create our sacred space each time. It's the very first part of what I do. I've also given it to you as a recording that you could listen to before this class came together, this training came together. And there is a PDF that you should have as well if you've had that you've been using. But before you go and look at that, I'd like to just talk about how the records would like to bring you this information. They were very specific in how to introduce this, I call it a prayer process, an Akashic prayer process. So I'm just going to give you the outline, and then I'll take you through it. And then eventually we will get to heart integration. So the idea is that we'll spend some time getting acquainted with heart integration so you'll be able to confidently use it to center yourself. There are three parts that we'll have here. The first one is I'll take you through a guided meditation that gently brings you the opportunity to experience your heart light. You've heard me refer to that before. It's the energy of your heart center, and it's an essential part of heart integration. From there, we'll explore and then activate a six-step process called igniting your heart light. That also came from the records, just for this purpose. It's a kind of intermediate step before you get to heart integration. And then lastly, we'll examine heart integration, the five simple steps of this powerful Akashic prayer process that brings you in front of the divine. And then when we have all this in place, we'll activate heart integration at a deeper level of connection. So I invite you, if you have anything on your lap, you know, just put everything aside for this little bit of time. Get yourself comfortable. So let us begin. Take several full breaths and relax. Breathe fully and relax. And if at any time your eyelids begin to feel too heavy to even stay open, you may softly close your eyes, if you like. As you continue to breathe in and out in a steady and gentle manner, becoming deeply and more relaxed. And now, gently place your attention on your heart center, the center of your chest. And if you like, place one or both hands there. Taking several more breaths and relaxing even more deeply, gracefully and easily letting go of any thoughts of yesterday, today, or tomorrow, so that in this moment you are present. Just be here now. Wonderful. And notice if there are any places in your body that may seem tense or sore. And as you continue to breathe in and out, let your breath flow into those places and spaces that may be still holding on to any tension or soreness. Allow your healing breath to flow freely into those places and spaces in a loving and gentle rhythm, loosening, softening, absolutely yielding to the beneficent, loving, and tender embrace of your own breath. As you sense your body relaxing more and more, too limp to even move as you continue to relax deeply. Blended. Now, just for a moment, imagine you can breathe your breath into your own heart. Lovingly and tenderly, inhaling into your heart and exhaling out through your heart. Lovingly and tenderly into your heart and out through your heart. And one more time. Lovingly and tenderly into your heart and out through your heart. And as you continue to breathe your breath through your heart, sense or imagine a light within your heart. As you do this important step, invite your heart light to expand. Allow it to fill your body completely. And overflow into the surrounding spaces. Breathing this light through your heart. Out into the surrounding spaces. Filling every cell of your physical body with light and igniting all levels of your being. Your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels of your being. And now, if you will, sense your heart light concentrated again in your heart center, growing becoming warmer, larger, and brighter. Warmer, larger, and brighter, until at last your heart light expands and connects with the light of the divine. Expanding and connecting with the light of the divine. Expanding and connecting with the light of the divine. Visualize, sense, know, or affirm that your heart light is now rising to the highest level of union with all that is. And now, when you are ready and keeping some small awareness of your connection with the divine in your own time, come back into where you are, refreshed, vitalized, and alert, ready to proceed. And this is always a good time to stretch. All right. So just coming back, have your eyes open now. This is always a great time, too, to have a drink of water if you have, or something to drink if you have it with you. So that was our first part of the connection, exploring a little bit more about our heart light. So this next part, what I call the interim part, is igniting the heart light. And this is on page 14 in your manuals. This is a more aware, awake, alert process. It has 6 steps, which is nice because it distinguishes from the 5 steps of heart integration. And let me just share with you that some people, they only use this one time in the training right as we go through it and we activate it. And other people find it is just a really wonderful help for them to be able to move more deeply into heart integration. So they like to use this igniting your heart light as a precursor. So they go through this first and then they do heart integration. I like to be very clear that it is not required. That's a personal choice. So just trust that you'll know what's best for you. Alrighty, so Christy, if we can again begin with you, please read just one step, that first one, and then we'll see what the records have to share, if there's anything. And if we have any questions, please, we'll do this one step at a time. So feel free after, if I say I don't have anything, then go ahead and jump in if you have a question. Alright, Christy. Okay.
Place one of both hands on your heart center and take a moment to sense the energy of your heart. Breathe and relax.
So when we do this, we're going to do it slowly. So you actually can do these things. So the more deeply you get into this, so the more you can sense the energy of your heart, whatever that feels like to you, take that time to do that. And when we go through this, we'll do the best we can to give you plenty of time. Great. Any questions on that? No? Okay. The next one will be Jennifer.
Number 2, state aloud, I now connect with my heart light. intend that you are making this connection and know it is happening instantly.
Oh, this is fun. So, two things about this. So, notice that the bold italic part is what you state aloud. The rest is just an intention. So, when we go through this, I have a way to do this with us all. So, I'll let you know what that is later. This will be spoken aloud. I now connect with my heart light. And then intend. You know, intention, I can't begin to express for you the importance of intention, especially when you're beginning something new. So intend that you are making this connection. Even if you have no, man, I don't even know, I have no concept of this, I have no idea what this would be like or feel like or is like, but I'm intending. Boy, I can intend that I am making this connection. And also knowing, you know, is another part of intending, knowing that it's happening instantly, just takes all the pressure off because it just is. So these other parts, so you're going to state the words and then you're going to do the intention stuff. All right, any questions about step two? Okay, well, let's keep going then. Three, Valerie?
State aloud. My heart light now fills every cell of my physical body. Visualize, sense, know, or affirm this is now happening.
Yes. So we're going a little deeper. You connect with your heart light first, and then you're aware that it's filling every cell of your physical body. Okay. And again, you have that intention. And it doesn't matter. You can visualize if you're visual like I am, or, you know, people have wonderful sensing, feeling, a kinesthetic, visceral concept, that is absolutely a wonderful way to do this. And knowing is equally valid, that you just know. You just absolutely know that it's happening. And also there is a place, if you're very new at all of this, of just affirming that this is now happening. And if that's where you are, know that you'll simply get better and better and better at this every single time you do this. And those visualizing things or those sensing or knowing aspects will become more clear to you. So, it's all good. Any questions about number three? Alrighty, we'll keep going. Four is going to be Wendy.
Right. So four stayed aloud. Now I invite my heart light to extend beyond my physical body into and igniting all levels of my being. Visualize, sense, know, or affirm this is happening in your emotions, your thoughts, and your spirit.
I think this one is fairly clear, fairly self-explanatory. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. And number five, Will?
Number five, as you bring your focus back to your heart center with greater awareness of your own divine energy, declare, through my increased connection with my heart light, I now allow it to rise to my highest level of union with all that is.
Nice. So you bring your focus back to your heart center, and because of what you've been doing, you do have a greater awareness of your own divine energy, your inner divinity. And instead of stating aloud at this place, you now declare. Notice we change the words a little bit. And so with this increased connection, just do. You're stating that you are going to allow it to rise to your current highest level of union with all that is. And this isn't, you know, we're going to only do this once today, but if you like this process and you choose to do this for a little while, it will shift and get better and better for you each time. So it's always your current highest level. So just wanted to let you know about that. So in the last step is that you simply breathe and relax with the light of the divine. There's no speaking here. Through prayer, well, you know, it depends. I get immediately stopped. If you find it easier to speak out loud, to say prayers or intentions or affirmations or have a conversation with the divine, which is basically what you're doing at this point, then do it aloud. Personally, I do that aloud because I do find it helps me to focus. But some people, they focus and they go within better if they do it silently. So you get to pick here. There's nothing bold and italic here, so there's nothing really to read. But it's just through your prayer, intention, or affirmation, state what you request or simply welcome and receive on all levels of your being, whatever it is that comes to you from the divine in this moment. So when we get to this, we're going to pause and we're going to let that happen for us all. All right? Does anybody have any questions about any of this? All right. Great. Crystal clear. All right. I think it'll be even more crystal clear after we do it. So this is how we're going to activate it for ourselves. I'm going to read aloud everything but the bold statements. All righty. So that'll just keep us all together. And I, like I said, I'm going to go slowly. So you people that are more zippy in how you process, please be patient that we're just holding space for people that don't quite do it as quickly as other people, so that everybody has their time. So I ask for a volunteer now who will be the one who will slowly and clearly read aloud the bold statements on behalf of everyone while we state them silently. So who would like to be our reader? And Christy will absolve you because we get you to go first every time. So who would like to be our
Jennifer, reader? I don't mind doing it.
Oh, I love it. Great. Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate it. So when Jennifer says, because you'll sound really different than me, which is great. So when Jennifer reads those bold italics, we're all going to silently state them. So keep reading with her, but silently. All righty. So you can always feel that breath coming, just breathing into that centering place, that relaxing place. Getting your focus here with what we're going to do. So place one or both of your hands on your heart center and take a moment to sense the energy of your heart. Breathe and relax. State aloud. Jennifer?
I now connect with my heart light.
Intend that you are making this connection and know it is happening instantly. State aloud.
My heart light now fills every cell of my physical body.
Visualize, sense, know or affirm this is now happening. State aloud.
Now I invite my heart light to extend beyond my physical body, into and igniting all levels of my being.
Visualize, sense, know, or affirm this is happening in your emotions, to your thoughts, and your spirit. As you bring your focus back to your heart center, with greater awareness of your own divine energy, declare,
through my increased connection with my heart light, I now allow it to rise to my highest level of union with all that is.
Breathe and relax within the light of the divine. Through prayer, intention, or affirmation, state what you request at this time, or simply welcome and receive on all the levels of your being, whatever it is that comes to you from the divine. And so it is. So if your eyes have closed while you're doing this, that last step, just let them open again. This is great practice for doing energetics, because that's what all those intentions are. Visualizing, sensing, knowing, and affirming. Those are all energetics. And then reading. So you're experiencing things, you're reading things, you're experiencing things, you're reading things. And so this is just another one of those lovely steps into what it will be like to open your own records when we get to that. Next call. Next section. Okay. So one of the things that I received when I also opened up to receive whatever came, mine was to receive whatever came not only from the divine but the group's records, was that there was a lot of assistance for all of you for this. So whether you were aware of it or not, you felt it, saw it, knew it or not, it's just like another one of those gentle infusions of energy, support, and love from your records. So does anybody have any comments or questions before
we... Jennifer, yeah. I just found that really powerful.
Yeah, I could feel it when you were, because you're saying the words, you know, you said the words for us, you modeled that for us, and especially that last one, through my increased connection with my heart light, I now allow it to rise to the highest level of union with all that is. It was just like, yes, this big yes from all of you. So
yeah, that one and the one before it were most powerful for me.
Yeah, well, they build. You know, mm-hmm. It's a building process. This is mm-hmm. a linear, step-by-step process. So, thanks. You did a great job. That was really good. Really good. Well, we have lots. So unless somebody really has something they'd like to share, I'd like to keep going. No, they're just being quiet. Good. All righty. So let's go ahead now that your heart light is ignited and integrated with the light of the divine, you're ready to activate the five simple steps of heart integration, which is much more simple than everything else that we have gone through. So you will be able to use heart integration process now to reconnect with the light of the divine whenever you choose, whether you're in your Akashic Records or not. So that's one of the benefits of this. So before we actually walk through those five steps, I'd like to give you a little background, a little history, and the concept of heart integration. This was actually the last piece of this whole training that we received. And we had been using another way to center ourselves. And after years, we were guided to ask if there was a process the records could bring to us that would really be a powerful Akashic tool, that it could be the way we center each time before we access the records, that it could also be much more than that. It could actually be something that we would use as we are in our records whenever there is that time where you're looking for that divine direct action. It's what I call it, the divine direct action. Or sometimes I use that abbreviation DDA for divine direct action. When you're looking for that, you have enough information and you're seeking that transformation, you can sometimes be guided by your records to use heart integration to achieve that. So you'll go through this 5 steps, you'll get in front of the divine, as I like to say, eye to eye, heart to heart. And then you'll be guided through whatever, excuse me, whatever process is yours at that moment that will create the most movement, the most transformation that you're seeking. So it actually took us a couple of, I would say like a year and a half to get this, which is almost as long as it took us to get this whole thing. And we realized after a while that why it took us so long was because this process is so powerful, and it was working on us, my partners, Shonda, Nancy Berlatsky, and Nancy Ring. It was working on the three of us individually, so different times, different people would be more activated by it. And so while this wasn't necessarily a pleasant process for us, we really, by the time we got the final version of this, we're like, ah, this is it. And we were just like, yes, it locked into place, and we were like, finally. So for you, you guys had the easy way. You had that lovely heart light meditation. You had igniting your heart light, and now you have heart integration. So we can move you through all of this quickly and easily and gracefully, and you don't have to go through a year and a half of processing like we did. So congratulations, and I always thank the records for that. Okay, so please, please do note that these 5 steps are only the outline of heart integration. This is really a dynamic process that will continue to unfold for you over months and years as you use it. It is continuing. Just today when I opened up, I opened my records first, and I had another epiphany about what was really going on here with heart integration. It took me even deeper into it. So I was like, oh, wow, this is so great. And since heart integration is offered by the records to connect you directly with the divine, and the divine is creation, this process cannot be fixed or static, or it won't be divine. So it must be able to change and evolve as you work with it, as you change and you evolve, or it wouldn't be connecting you to the divine. So the 5 steps are on page 15. If you would like to follow along. And I think that we don't need to walk through this and ask questions. I'm just going to do the whole basic. Does anybody, because you've had some exposure to this, it's not brand new. So does anybody have any questions about any part of this? Because if you do, I really encourage you to pop up with it, because I know that somebody else will someday have that same question.
I have a question.
Yes, Valerie.
I'm noticing with these processes that we start with our hands on our chest,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling like I want to let them drop at some point to really, you know, go deeper, and that seems to be something that's holding me back. So I'm wondering how important it is to keep our hands on our chest.
Ah, good point. I'm so glad you brought this up. When I first started doing this, I found my elbow joint got really uncomfortable. And I would feel, oh, I just don't want to keep my hand there. And so I would just put my arm down. Or sometimes I would use my other hand. And so just do what feels comfortable for you. Now I can have my hand on my heart for, you know, long periods of time. I never feel that discomfort in my elbow. And why we put our hands on our heart, maybe if you understand this, it'll help too. We're doing a physical action to anchor a spiritual concept. So when I put my hand on my heart, what I'm doing is I'm telling myself, I'm getting out of my head. My head is not where the answers are. It's not how I'll connect to the divine. I can't think this and make it happen. But if I come from my heart, if I come from my open heart, which is, I think, the next energetic, actually, then yes, I can do it much better. So, does that make you more comfortable, Valerie?
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm so glad you brought that up. Anybody else? Okay, so let's look at this sample prayer thing, and then I'm going to take you through heart integration once more, and I'll do it in whatever version comes up from the group's records this time. As you notice, it's probably a little bit different every time that I do it, but the structure stays basically the same. I hit all those points, all steps, five steps, and we always end up in front of the divine. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this sample prayer. It's really here because it gives you several key components for a personal prayer or a request that you could state at step five, which is where you get in front of the divine. They're useful, but they're not required, these parts of the sample prayer. But what they are good for is if you're like me, I was not used to extemporaneous prayer, to creating spontaneous prayer. That wasn't part of my upbringing. I wasn't comfortable with that. And so for the longest period of time, I was more comfortable if I could read something that would cover all the basic aspects. And so that's what this is for. And then once you get comfortable, and if you're comfortable right from the beginning, you don't even need it. But as long as you need it, here's a sample prayer for you. So if you notice there's in that first line that you're asking to be released now, not next week, now, from anything, not just one thing, that could hinder you. And you can, if you don't like would, you could say could, that it could hinder me. And then I love it that it's known and unknown. Once it worked out that we could have this concept that we don't even have to know everything, the records are always, and the divine, of course, is always with us for our highest good. I mean, there is no question about that. And I had to say that for myself a lot just because I needed to keep reminding myself that I'm doing all of this for the highest good of all concerned, or for my highest good, whichever way it wanted. But once I worked that out, that I could put in known and unknown and be comfortable with that, that I didn't even have to work it out. I could just let it go. I love that. And then that state what you want to achieve, so you'll just put in your own words there. And this is now released, not at some future date, by the love and the grace of the divine. So you're not doing this release. You're actually handing it over and letting the divine do that work for you. And it is also going to be from every level of your being. And while you need it, that physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, that will tell you what you're doing. And after a while, you'll just get comfortable with every level of my being. And then, yeah, you can do it through all times because we're working with the divine. There is no time and space with the divine. And it is, some people do spend time in dimensions where some people are working very closely with that right now at this time. And also some people have had other lifetimes where they've been in other dimensions. So if you feel a connection to that, there it is for you. If you don't, you can just leave it at through all times. Then you breathe. I breathe in this divine energy. Allow it to fill me, heal me, bless me. Just a nice little thing that you can actually do. You can take a deep breath there and let that happen for yourself. And then always, always give thanks for what you're doing, because truly, even as you're making a request of the divine, it is already happening. And then you just breathe and relax. Okay. So anybody have any questions about what it is to go through this prayer, why you might like to say it, what the words mean? You guys are just doing really good here. Alrighty, so let's go through heart integration here. So I invite you to place one or both of your hands on your chest. And breathe and relax. Just allow your mind to disengage. Just come into your heart. Become aware of the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. And we do this always to begin the process of connecting with our levels of being. So that first one is our physical body. And a great way to do this is to intend to connect right into the cellular level, the cellular level of your physical body. And then be aware of all your other levels of being. We continue with the emotional level. And if there are emotions there, just acknowledge them, welcome them. They're great to have. Then moving on into that mental level of being, of thoughts and ideas. Be aware if there are any that are asking for your attention. Just acknowledge them. This is a wonderful part of you. And then the spiritual level of being. And you might notice a slight shift of energy here as you begin to connect with your higher self, your higher wisdom. Such an essential part of yourself for connecting to your records. And then bring that awareness, that expanded awareness of who you are and what you are, back to your heart center. And then this is very active. It is a really igniting your heart light. It's just when you bring all that awareness, expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center, it just expands, opens, ignites your heart light, your inner divinity. And even as I'm saying this, it's already flowing, your heart light, and merging you with all that is. Because your heart light, your inner divinity, is always seeking to merge with all that is. Because that's all that is. That's the easy part. So there you are. I like to say, in front of the divine. So have some concept here of the divine. And when you feel or sense or know that it's there, you can visualize it, then you simply are now ready to receive or request whatever divine assistance is yours in this moment. Heart integration will bring you now whatever you need. So just open up to it. Open up to the divine. All right. So once again, opening your eyes, coming back, being present. Couple of things. Does anyone have any questions about the difference between those six very detailed igniting steps where you speak and you do the energetics around the spoken words and these five simple steps of heart integration where you just take yourself through that process pretty much silently until you get to the end? Alrighty, great. So, just to recap, we've just learned how to do heart integration, so you can ask the divine to center yourself each time before you begin to access your records. You may remember, casting your mind back to the beginning of this section, that centering was the first of our five energetics. So let's move on to explore our second one. You might like to have a drink, a pause here if you need to regroup. Anybody need to have a break for the restroom? Just speak up and we'll give you a moment. Are you there, people?
Yes.
Alrighty. I know it's a little bit transports you into that very kind of floaty, lovely space. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I love this process. I come to tears often with heart integration, with where that process takes me. It can be so very profound. And I end up having whole little chats with the divine before I even open my records. It is quite amazing. And that comes with practice. So again, I encourage you, practice, 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 that you can open to heart integration in the time before we come back together again, that you will have some practice with this. As much as you can fit in. And if you have to read it from the sheet, let me assure you, I had to read it from that little five-step thing for months. I don't know what it was. I'm not a slow learner. But there was so much going on that I found it was just easier to read, okay, this is what I'm doing next. Oh, yeah, okay. And then do it. And then, okay, what am I doing next? And then do it again. You know, each step through it. I just, to try to hold it all in my head without reading anything was more than I could possibly bear at that time and distracted from my process. So, you know, and some people are just really quick and they just get it right away. So however it works for you will just be perfect for you. So let us go into our second energetic. Alrighty, and the second energetic after centering is the first one, and we always center with heart integration, is to step into the light of the divine. My two Akashic partners and I all used and taught this method to open for some time I think it was a few years before we realized what this energetic really encompassed. In fact, it was a question from one of my learners, and then I shared this with them, that helped us to better understand what is offered with this energetic. So this pivotal question was, and this was, I remember this fellow very well, he was a pilot. And so I can really understand from a pilot's perspective of traversing new areas. This was his question. How can I know that I'm safe and protected when I'm accessing and exploring my records? And I was just like, wow, that is a great question. And since that issue of safety had never been a concern for us or brought up by any other participants, we'd never considered this topic. We are so focused that we're in the light of the divine that we never considered that we could be elsewhere. And so I do find that it was amazing that it took this question before we really started to look at that. So what happened was I went to the records to find that answer, and immediately it came back in that, well, our very first step of the seven steps of the method to open is I, and you'd say your name, so it'd be I, Sandra Gelinas, step into the light of the divine. And so if you are in the light of the divine, you are totally in love, in support, in safety, in security, in everything that you could possibly ever desire, even before you even know you desire. I mean, everything is there. It's that place of divine perfection. It's the light of the divine. And so I also realized at that point, that's why that when we do clearing, and we'll talk more about this later on, that we can release with abandon, because it all goes into that light of the divine where we've begun, and immediately is transmuted to its next level of being. Whatever that energy is, it's just energy, and goes off, is directed off to wherever it needs to go. So you don't have to do any clearing. When you step into the light of the divine and release, it is removed, and it doesn't stick around your place. So I thought, ah, oh, that's why that's so easy. All righty.
This is Wendy, Sandra. I have a question about stating our names, if that's all right.
Yes.
I mean, it does, I see here it says first and last, but I just wondered, since when we're born, some of us have a middle name, it doesn't matter, just first and last? Or would you, if you have a middle name that was given to you, would you also use a middle name?
This is a really good question, because it also brings up people that have spirit names that aren't even remotely related to what their names were at birth. The standard that we use is first and last names. So for me, it's Sandra Gelinas. If you are really attached and your identity is your first name, your middle name, and your last name, then you're going to want to put them all in there. I have one lady, one of my grads, and also I work with her in her records, and she has a Hispanic background, and so she has, actually I have a couple like that, and so we have these big, long, long names. They're all the family names that are in there, and so I always have to write that down for me so I can do it fluidly. So it's really what feels right for you. What I would suggest is make it simple as you begin, unless you have a real strong connection to your middle name, and just use your first and last names. Once you start accessing your records, if you have more to it or you have a spirit name that you would prefer to use, then certainly you would ask your records how appropriate is it for me to use my spirit name. My understanding is that you go into a different set of records when you do that, because your spirit name takes you into a slightly, it's a different aspect of yourself. And so even though I have what I call a heart name, which is Sandira, I never open my records with Sandira. I'll place myself into the light of the divine with that sometimes, because it really is my heart name. But when I open my records, I'm very formal, and I use my legal first and last names.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you. I just love these questions, guys. You're doing great, because, you know, this is not in your manuals. So, very well done. All right, so we're going now. Does anybody else have a question before we go through what's on page 16? No? Okay. So there's just so much really cool stuff here. I was like, I didn't really want to have to do a lot of people reading, but there, I just really want to do this on this one, is what my guidance is. So, Christy, if you could kindly start us off by reading the first bullet point on page 16, and then we'll have whatever discussion is guided by the group's records as we continue with each point. So, page 16.
Steps, isn't that?
Yes, this is all about stepping into the light of the divine, the second energetic.
This is an active, dynamic, conscious, purpose-filled energetic, as are all five energetics and seven steps to the method to open.
Yes, and I'd like you to underline active, dynamic, conscious, purpose-filled, because this is how they are done. Each one of them is an active thing, which is kind of cool. So, the next one.
You are not wondering, considering, or intending to possibly, maybe, perhaps, someday, sometime, be in the light of the divine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not. So, what we are doing is the first bullet point. You know, you're doing it. And the third one?
Instead, you are making a conscious choice to reconnect and reinstate yourself in the light of the divine. It is always there. It is everything. Sometimes, we as humans forget, because we too have that divine creative ability within. We then create what is left from the light of the divine.
Yes, and I'm being reminded that one of the questions that has come up before is, for someone who works in the light of the divine a lot, she said, well, I feel really, like, uncomfortable with this, that I'd say I'm stepping into the light of the divine. It's implying that I've stepped out. And because her intention was never to step out of the light of the divine, she's had some conflict with this energetic. And so what I understood from the records was, no matter how much you are in the light of the divine, we're all people. We're not perfect. If we were perfect, I sometimes think we wouldn't be here anymore. And so we do have our moments that we do step out. And another way you can look at it too, if it's more helpful, is you could be stepping deeper into the light of the divine. So if you already feel you're there, it's just a reaffirmation or a stepping deeper into the light of the divine. We're remembering where we really are. We're remembering all that really ever is here. And that if there's anything else, it's what we've created. Okay, great. And the 1, 2, 3, 4th one down. Okay.
You might find it helpful from time to time to refresh the physical action of standing up and stepping forward deliberately into the light of the divine.
Yes, these, you know, a physical action to anchor in a spiritual concept. It's great. I often find a patch of sunlight when I'm opening my records, and I'll take myself over there, and I position myself so that when I make that first step one statement, I, Sandra Gelinas, step into the light of the divine, actually step forward into the light. And I can feel it then. I can absorb it better. I feel it on my body as warmth. I feel it in my eyeballs as brightness, the brightest brightness I can find. And it's great. It really makes it visceral. It really makes it real. All right, that next one, that begins with notice, that first step.
Notice that with this first step, you are automatically connecting straight to the divine, reminding yourself that the light of the divine is really all that is, and placing yourself in a wonderful place to release, clear, or heal, all with divine grace, and without any rubbish ever being left behind. Therefore, no space clearing is required after accessing your records.
Yeah. And notice, too, with this, that you've already done heart integration. So you're already there in the light of the divine. And so with this energetic, you are simply reminding yourself once again that that's where you are. So it makes it real easy. It's like these little tiny baby steps they take us through in this method to open that just gradually get you closer, and then there you are in your records with the divine that you can access through heart integration. It's harder to hold that focus all the time, that divine connection. It's much easier, you will find, to hold that focus with your records. So, okay. And the next one, we'll come back to Christy.
Anything with a lower vibration is immediately and automatically divinely transmuted to its next higher level of existence and is released to wherever it is supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. So we already talked about that a little bit. I never do any smudging, or I can if I like. I shouldn't say never. I normally do not do that. Smudging, incensing, doing any other clearing process. I do energetic work for my whole property, particularly before I'm training or I'm having large groups of people here. But that's just kind of housekeeping. But when I'm working in the records, I don't. I do set up sacred space. I do prepare myself every time by, you know, a ritual that I have. I love to light a candle. I love to call in my angels, my highest guides, my highest beings of light. I have particular ones that I will call upon. I have a whole little ritual that I do in a ceremony. So I do that. But when I close, I just simply blow out my candle. I say thank you to everybody. And I close everything up. I keep it all folded up in a cloth. And that's part of how I let myself know that I am complete and finished. So, and you can do as much of that or as little of that as you like. If I'm out somewhere and I need to open my records, I keep a copy of it in the car. I sit in my car and I open my records, and then I go inside and do whatever I'm there to do. So it can be really easy. Alrighty, and that second to the last one?
Anything of a lower vibration is immediately an open.
We've already done that one. And it'll be Jennifer, if we could have Jennifer, and then you'll, Valerie, you get to do the last one.
Okay.
We state our full names.
Mm-hmm. We state our full names, first and last, because our names carry our vibration. The stating of our names aloud, as part of this statement, reinforces the formal, purposeful aspect of this simple yet dynamic, energetic step that is the beginning of our method to open.
Ah, don't the records say it so much more elegantly than I just did before? But this gives you a little bit slightly different slant on answering your question, Wendy. It doesn't talk about the middle name stuff, but talks about the rest of it. All right. And Miss Valerie, the last one.
You can use this step on its own whenever you desire to remind yourself that you live in the light of the divine. I say it every night as part of my prayers before going to sleep. I invite you to do so too.
Right. And of course, understanding that that's me speaking here. Because I do use it. I find it, it's just a great way to relax because I use it so much in my daily work that there's an automatic relaxation for me. As soon as I say that, I, Sandra Chelina, step into the light of the divine. And then off I go to the rest of it. But I don't open my records before I go to sleep. I do my prayer process stuff. Okay, so any questions about our second energetic? Stating your name and then saying that you're stepping I, whatever your name is, step into the light of the divine.
No?
No. All righty. We'll take that no as the collective, no for the group. All right. So, let's go to our third energetic for today, which is opening your heart center. All righty. So what we're going to talk about now is not in your manuals. We'll eventually get there, but right now I'd like to, again, just open up to a discussion about, you know, what does it mean to open your heart? Why do we want to do this for our work today? And let me just make it easy for you. We open our heart centers because our avenue, the Akashic Alliance avenue to our records, is through our heart centers. It's through our hearts. It's not through our heads, our minds, our intellect, our, you know, any of that. It is stepping away from all of that, where we spend so much of our time, and moving into our hearts, getting centered, getting quiet within, and opening our heart centers. Because the heart center, because we're never talking about your heart. You know, the anatomical, when we place our hand on our hearts on that first part of heart integration, we're not placing our hand over on the left, which is where your anatomical heart is. We're just placing our hands in the center of our chest. So I just want to make that clear in case somebody was awkwardly over there, over on top of their hearts. So the heart center is probably a better name for it. It's the bridge between our human self and our spiritual nature. And that is here in your notes. So don't worry about writing that down. But it is an important concept. It really is that bridge between our human self and our spiritual nature. So part of being spiritually aligned is being able to love yourself. I invite you to allow yourself to see how lovable you already are, no matter what faults you may perceive in yourself. It's kind of a great place to set all that stuff aside. It's not helpful. And as you work in your records, you'll find you automatically and naturally become more and more loving of yourself. And as you become more and more loving of yourself, you become more and more loving of everyone and everything else. So let me do a little teaching part here for you, that the heart can hold what we call wounds or pains. Sometimes we use those terms. And they can come from feedback from others, including ourselves. And we can actually shut our hearts down in extreme cases. And it's quite common, for at least I've found, for the people that I work with and train, for people to have some degree of perception that they are unlovable. So this can include that they're unworthy to be unloved and are incapable of self-love. And it even extends to the idea that they're unloved by the divine. People that have been really damaged. And there is a way through this. So bear with me. When we wall ourselves off from bad feelings, we create a disconnection. And with disconnection, you know, I love that word because it's so clear. It disconnects. So there is no connection. And when there is no opportunity for divine guidance and insight with disconnection. So we want to be connected. And luckily the heart also holds love of self, our dear ones, unconditional and universal love of the divine and humankind. So that's the other side of the wounds and pains. It has a good side, too. And because of this, you can experience through your heart love, bliss, ecstasy, and joy. And we love these feelings because we feel connected. There's that special word again, connected to it, to others, to ourselves, and to the divine. And really, I would say first we have to feel connected to ourselves, and then others, and to the divine. When our hearts are open, we're receptive and open to give and receive. The heart is where we are most receptive to guidance from our records, our higher selves, and the divine. Remember, I keep saying, don't go to your head, go back in your heart. Placing your hand on your heart, of course, helps you to move out of the head and mind and into the heart. It takes courage to live with an open heart. But it's also what brings you the greatest benefits. Shonda, like I've mentioned her, she's one of my Akashic Alliance partners. She has this little saying that I have yet to do perfectly, but she says, for 3 minutes you can be out of your heart, but after 3 minutes you have work to do. This was something that she learned a long time ago. So it's a great call to action and one that I continually aspire to do as well as I'd like. So to recap, our heart is our bridge between our spiritual nature and our human self. So you've been listening here, very, very focused. I can just feel all this attention, this connection, which is great. So I'd like to bring you into an integration process to integrate everything that you've learned so far. And this one is called Soft Eyes. And again, this comes from Shonda. It's not in your manual, but it's a really simple thing to do. So it helps you to, this integration process helps you to open your heart quickly and to see with love. And it has two simple steps. So I invite you to join me now. So take a deep breath and relax. Focus for a moment on some object present in your surroundings that attracts your attention. Something pleasant to look at. So you look at it. And now that you've done that, take another deep breath, relax, and look at that same object. This time with soft eyes, simply let your eyes gently unfocus. Notice what you experience. And that completes this soft eye process. So I'd like to open this up for discussion here. So what was the did you notice what was different from the first time you looked at that object you selected and the second time? Did you feel a shift in energy, or were you aware of a change of perspective? What happened? Who would like to begin?
I'll begin. This is Wendy.
Okay, Wendy, and then I think there's somebody right after you.
Okay. I was looking at a beautiful card that I have on a table nearby. It's butterflies and flowers, and very colorful. Looks like a watercolor. And the second time, with soft eyes, that I looked at it, it felt like I could almost feel the butterfly moving, and there was a more of a visceral very brighter colors. The colors became more, even more bright. And there was a visceral feeling of warmth, I noticed, that came over my, my body.
Alrighty.
I feel it, so.
Great.
Lovely.
Great. And great clues for you that you're visual and feeling.
Mm.
Because you saw the colors get brighter, and then you felt that warmth of that, what you were experiencing, what you were looking at. So great, good tips there for you. Wonderful. And there was somebody else that I think popped in?
Yes, Valerie.
Valerie, hey.
Hey. I noticed that I was looking at a flower, and I just noticed that when I looked at it with soft eyes, I felt, you know, an inner smile and joyful feeling well up within me.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great. So yours was more feeling. You shifted in from looking and focusing. You shifted into that feeling space within you. Great. So it's interesting, isn't it? It's a real quick shift of perception. You ladies have done great expressing what goes on here. Can we have one more? Will, if you could speak for the men... That would be great. So I hate to just, you know, pick on you, and you can say, no, I'm going to pass. But
No. I had to chuckle because the first thing that caught my attention when you said, find something to look at, I have a coffee cup in front of me, and it's from Starbucks. And and you said, you know, make it pleasant. I'm like, well, a coffee cup can be pleasant. So I was chuckling at what I chose. But... for me, as I went into the soft eye, I realized that I spend a lot of time in soft eye during my daily life. I think that's my go-to place because I felt an inner calm. I felt a connectedness. It was what I was looking at, the coffee cup, kind of left focus, and I became more centered. And I realize I drive my car this way a lot. But when I'm seen but not seen, so I think you go from a conscious awareness to a super conscious. And I don't want to say an unconscious because you're still looking at the cup or the item, but there's so much more that you begin to observe or experience. And I think you're taking it all in at one time. I felt expansive and a centering and a calmness.
Exactly, exactly. And that's exactly what it does when you open your heart. You do have more perception. You do go into that super consciousness. You get more relaxed. You drop out of all the mundane stuff. You see more, you feel more, you know more. And so that's why that third energetic is opening your heart center. Because that's exactly what you're doing when you do soft eyes. It's just like, ah. So great, great, excellent, excellent, all of you. Loved it. Okay, so we're going to do this heart opening and healing meditation. We'll be using heart integration again, stepping into the light of the divine, and then we'll give the divine the opportunity to open and heal your heart. And at the end, you'll request the divine to expand your heart light, which is the energy of your heart. This particular heart opening and healing meditation is in the appendix of your manuals, just in case that you would ever like to come back and do this again for yourself. It is a very lovely meditation. It takes about 10 minutes. So once again, please take everything off your laps. Take a full breath and relax. At any time, you can let your eyelids softly float down over your eyes, or you can leave your eyes open, whichever helps you to focus on connecting with your heart. connect with heart integration gently and comfortably by placing your hand on your chest and center yourself by taking another full breath and be here with me in front of the divine. As you do this, know that divine light is now flowing through all levels of your being with your permission to release from you anything that could hinder your ability to be centered and focused during this entire meditation. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, allow yourself to relax more deeply into the energy available to you through heart integration. The divine is here for you now. Know you have all the time you need. Become aware now, if you like, that you are stepping into the light of the divine. However you perceive or sense this light of the divine is just perfect. As you step into this light, you know you are now divinely protected and assisted in all that you do. You realize you are in a safe place where it is possible for you to release, heal, and transform, and that everything you experience here is for your highest good. Breathe in this light of the divine, welcoming it into every level of your being. From your vantage point, standing now in the light of the divine, bring your attention back to your heart center. Taking a full breath, as you relax again even more deeply. As you focus on your heart center, you easily become aware of the energy of the divine as it now blossoms ever so softly in your heart. Allow the light of the divine to assist you with this. Perhaps you sense this energy as tingling or warmth. Perhaps you imagine it as a vivid colored light. However you perceive this awareness of divine energy in your heart center is just perfect for you. Visualize, sense, know, or affirm that divine light is now focused in your heart center, the energetic bridge where your physical self connects with your spiritual body. Breathe this divine light into your heart and relax. And once again, breathe in this divine light through your heart, and now allow your heart to relax and gradually open as far as is comfortable for you at this time, knowing it is receiving the unconditional and limitless love of the divine. Allow divine love to show you how lovable you really are, regardless of your perceived imperfections. Take a moment here to notice divine love also augments and expands your heart light, the energy of your heart. Breathe in again. This time knowing your heart is now receiving whatever healing, known and unknown, you are willing and able to receive at this time. Rest here in your ever-expanding heart center and simply allow divine light to surround you and heal you in ways that have not been possible for you before. If you like, you can also request whatever specific healing you desire, knowing it is being done in divine perfection, even as you ask. So take a few moments now to experience all that is happening within your heart. Visualize, sense, know, or affirm that your heart light is now expanding and rising to the highest level of union with all that is. Allow yourself to make an even stronger, conscious connection with the divine through your heart light. With your connection to the divine still strengthening, perhaps you are even feeling gratitude for how easily and comfortably your heart has been able to expand, for the healing you have received, and for the transformation that has occurred. Breathe in this wonderful divine energy deeply again. And allow it to flow now through all levels of your being, through all times and all dimensions, while it gently anchors this new experience of your open heart. Know that each time you say the words, "I open my heart center," all you have just done here today will reactivate, helping you to open your heart and expand your heart light more and more each time. Know that whatever you have done in this meditation today is just perfect, and so it is. And coming back now, with the light of the divine still surrounding you and within you, as it always is, gently move into awareness of your whole body, sitting comfortably at your location. Become aware of where you are, and when you are ready, and in your own time, gently open your eyes with alert awareness, and stretch if you like. So I'm going to give you a little time now, just a moment, to jot down any notes you might like to make, any feelings, sensations, images, symbols, and thoughts. All right. So this brings us to the end of our time together in this section. So I would invite you to have a look at page 18 if you would like to stay with us and see what your home joy is for this break that we'll be having from each other. And in case you are wondering, I've introduced the concept of home joy because for me, being in the energy of my records becomes more and more joyful as I experience it. And I've heard other people say that as well. So I got this idea from actually one of my other grads to use home joy instead of homework, and it really resonated with me. I encourage you to find the words that work for you. So if you prefer to call this homework, that's fine. I just ask for your tolerance for the words that we use throughout our time together. So page 18 lays out a great way for you to continue to facilitate your personal learning process until we come together for section 3. So I don't think there's really anything I need to highlight here for you. So I would like to do our takeaways, and then we'll close our heart light circle. So just take a moment. If you still have some of that energy from that lovely meditation that we were just in, it's a great place to be in that open-hearted space. Just ask, what is your takeaway for where you are now, today, at the end of this second section of this training? And then write it down. Okay. So, Christy, we'll go alphabetical for this to make it quick and easy. Christy, would you like to start us off?
My takeaway was opening.
Great. Opening. And again, you might like to write these down. It's just a fun way to capture where we all are. Jennifer.
My takeaway was releasing.
Huh. Great, thank you. Valerie?
Yes. It was kind of a longer one than one word, but I was having difficulty with the idea of, you know, coming before the divine. I just experienced that I'm always one with the divine, and so when you addressed that, that was really helpful. And to be reminded that sometimes we shut down our heart center and we feel disconnected, so that, you know, being human, even though the truth is we're always one with the divine, we don't always experience that, and that was just really helpful to me.
Great. Thank you for that comment. Thank you. So maybe it could be connecting, just being connected or staying in that presence. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Sure. Great. Wendy?
Yes, for me, it was serenity and communion.
Yeah. Thank you. And Will?
The word anchoring keeps coming to me in that I'm anchoring a connection point.
Yes, you are. And you are so connected because that is that word is going to come up a lot in regards to heart integration. That's one of the things that you do with heart integration is you anchor. So, great. I think you're right in sync there. And mine was heart full. Great. So thank you once again. It's been wonderful. I invite you to bring your attention back now to our heart light circle we created together at the beginning of this section and reconnect with the flow of the light around that heart light circle for just a couple of times. So feel it, see it, or know it's happening. I feel that we're just sending our love around, just saying thank you to everybody that was here and present on the call. We thank the records and all the highest beings of light who have supported and assisted our learning process today. And it is with great gratitude we now release our heart light circle, all our prayers and intentions to the divine. Then, as this energy circles back to you one last time, disengage now and bring your focus back just to your personal heart light. Notice how bright it is. Feel that expanded connection from all that you have experienced. Bring all parts of you back to yourself, completely releasing all other connections. So thank you once again for another great time together. In our next section, we'll continue exploring the remaining energetics of the method to open. We'll just do a little recap on opening your hearts. We'll start with that and then do the last two energetics. So until we meet again, may you live in radiance and love.